Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What did you make of the dogs on Saturday, man? Because we talked about it last week. They needed a start-to-finish dominant performance.
Mm-hmm.
They held, I think it was, Blake Shapen to 86 yards.
Yeah.
I mean, he came in and he was lighting people up. And he really didn't do anything. By the way, Zachariah Branch has 542 yards, 3 touchdowns. He's caught 53 balls already. Had a nice explosive play for the Dogs in this game. He's turning into a real weapon. But the Dogs had 567 yards. You know, that's a season high.
It was the right time to do it before the next game that they have.
Well, here's the thing. They're riding a high right now. And I think they're playing better than Texas. Texas had an off week. We're going to see. I said this when you were, you know, asking Rock questions earlier. I think Gunner's playing better than Arch. I just do.
Oh, well, I don't think that's up for debate. I mean, Arch is not playing great.
Well, he had that really good, speaking of Miss State, he had a good game when they came back from 17 down 2 weeks ago.
He should have been down 17.
And everybody said, this is his best game. And then Vandy came in, and they lit up the scoreboard, but then they let Vandy back in. But I just think Gunner's playing better. If it's going to come down to that, then didn't give me Gunner. But we're going to talk plenty about it throughout the course of the week. Dogs now 8-1, 6-1 in the SEC. Are they going back to the SEC championship game?
No, because I don't see Bama losing again.
Okay.
And I don't think A&M loses again.
You buy A&M, by the way?
And even if they do?
You buy them?
Oh, 100%. Okay. I bought them all year long.
Okay.
Marcel Reed is Marcel Reed is the real deal.
Bama, by the way, 6-0 in conference.
Uh-huh.
Aggies 6-0. Uh-huh. Dogs are 6-1.
Yeah.
And that's why we're saying, all right, do they get a chance? And by the way, just because they don't play, if they were not to play in the SEC championship game, does not mean they don't get into the college football playoff.
No.
Okay.
But you said this morning on Behind the Curtain, like, you lose this game against Texas, it becomes very precarious.
Yes. So Alabama's remaining schedule is Oklahoma, Eastern Illinois, at Auburn. That's their remaining schedule, which is why you're saying you don't think they're going to lose another game. And then when you start talking about Texas A&M, ironically, if Texas wins on Saturday, they still have to get past Texas A&M now that rivalry has been rekindled, and that is the last game of the season for Texas, so, or Texas A&M. But A&M's remaining schedule is South Carolina, Samford, Texas.
And that game is in Austin, by
correct.
The way.
Correct.
So, I mean, that may be a game. Look, I'll say it again repeatedly, and I don't know what the last week of the season is going to look like, but Texas may need, if they lose to Georgia, Texas may need that game to keep their playoff hopes a lot. Mm-hmm. I still think a 9-3 Texas team with losses to the number one Ohio State, losses to number five Georgia, and Florida get in.
Mm.
If they get help, if there's a spot available.
Right. Now, what about the rankings tomorrow? We'll talk more about this on the show. And by the way, tomorrow's Veterans Day. Happy Veterans Day to you, sir.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And to all the wonderful vets out there. I don't think the top four changes, but I do think A&M moves ahead of Indiana.
Stupid.
A&M went on the road. They played, at the time, number 20 Mizzou. They handled them pretty easily. Indiana survived almost a loss there at Penn State, but they won.
Here's a better question.
So I think A&M moves up just based on this week. Ohio State remains number one. Alabama stays at four.
I mean, here's a better question. Does Oregon drop because they struggle with Iowa?
Messy weather.
Okay, so that were. And how high does Notre Dame go? Does Notre Dame leap a one-loss team?
Not the way Tech played. I mean, where are they? Tech's in front of them right now, right? I'm talking about Georgia Tech. Excuse me, Texas Tech.
Texas Tech, yeah.
Yeah.
I think Texas Tech is going to end up leaping Oregon.
I do, too. The BYU win was a statement win for them.
And I think Texas Tech may end up leaping Ole Miss because they beat a cupcake this weekend.
They did.
And which, again, I don't like punishing teams for winning. You punish teams for losing because everybody except for me is so enamored with the loss column.
Yeah.
You know, that's what they are so beholden to.
Oh, well, they played head-to-head, so this person has to be ahead of that one.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, the weather at Iowa was a mess. That game was 18-16, to your point about I think you look at that a little bit differently. It's like, okay, the elements certainly played a role, and Oregon was able to
literally
win.
There should be no shakeup to the top 10.
Yeah, because all the
favorites
won. I mean,
you want to slide. Everybody won.
Yeah.
I mean, you want to slide a team up and down, but yeah, as far as the top 12 is concerned, you know, BYU will fall out. Maybe Vanderbilt pops ahead of them. Look, Georgia Tech could end up making it to 12 without even playing a game. Weird.
You know what else Georgia Tech could do? If they won out, they could easily be inside of the top 8, maybe even a top 7, because they have two ranked teams that they're going to play
right
at the end of the season. They got Boston College this coming week.
Then they get Pitt.
Pitt and Georgia.
They get Georgia.
Both ranked. And,
well, I don't know if Pitt's going to be ranked much longer. But.
Well, they're 24. But to your point, I mean, we're talking about, you know, again, coaches, poll, eight people. But that could help Boston, or that could help Georgia Tech's standing, depending on how those last two games play out. But you can't have a slip-up either. You can't have a slip-up to Pitt. The Georgia game, we know what that means, but this is where
Pitt will be a dogfight for Tech.
It's going to be. This is where we talked about going. We're going to go to the game.
Yeah. See what the coach said about Pitt's coach said about playing Notre Dame, what that means?
No, what?
Absolutely nothing.
Yeah, because he said it's not a conference game.
Not a conference game. So he's just worried about going 2-0 in those conference games. He could lose to Notre Dame by 100. He said he wouldn't care.
Yeah. Well, we're going to see. That's going to be the tricky game for me.
It's a good message to send to your team.
I think they'll be up for Georgia. Plenty of college football conversation tomorrow. Connor Riley's going to join us, guys, as we talked dogs and certainly much more around college football. But this is, to me, this is the meat of the season, man. This is where we find out the rubber hits the road. Nut-cutting time, as I like to say, and we're going to figure out who's the real deal. And over these next few weeks, by the time we get to the end of the month and into the first week of December when the championship games roll around, we're going to know what this is going to look like. And hopefully it is Georgia Tech. I want both in, to be honest. I for us, it's great. I want Georgia Tech and I want Georgia in. And I want them highly ranked. And somebody is going to get an interesting home game potentially. Maybe Georgia does too. Because if you're not in that top four, remember, you're probably hosting that first weekend. That could be Georgia if they don't get a chance to move up into that top
Georgia
four.
Georgia against Sisters of the Poor from the American.
No, it won't be that. It'll be more intriguing than that.
No, it won't.
Yes, it will.
Georgia will be a 2-touchdown favorite easily.
Well, look at 12 right now, all right? So if it was 12-5, who would it be right now?
Well, last week,
12, it would have been Memphis last week.
Okay, so it's going to be the highest-ranked group of five teams.
So I'd say probably Tulane, possibly.
Tulane or North Texas, maybe.
Yep. Yeah, if they stay at five, again.
South Florida, again. They're 16.5, 17-point favorite against those teams.
But that's, yeah. That's
a waste of a game.
Oh, stop. This is what the playoff is for.
No, it's not. It's silliness.
This is what.
Get the best 12 teams in the country in the conversation.
That's what they're doing.
We don't need one of the group of five teams is not one of the best 12 teams
in
the country.
That's what they're doing. So who is it then? Is it Virginia? Who is it? Louisville?
I'd rather see 12th-ranked Vanderbilt have to go to UGA and play them. That's a better game than Tulane.
They'd still be a double-digit favorite.
They would. They'd probably be a 10.5, you know.
But I'm with you. And Vandy, by the way, they're sitting right outside of the 12.
Yeah.
Especially after that win they had. They went to overtime. Auburn
showed
up.
Remember, right now you got to be in the 11 because the 12 is going to the group of five teams. So if you're outside top 11, you got a problem.
Auburn showed up, by the way. Did you watch any of that Auburn-Vandy game? I was like, where the hell has this Auburn team been?
Yeah.
It's like Hugh Freeze was asleep.
New coach bump. It's It's a real thing.
Yeah. And that game goes overtime, and then Vandy wins. But, look, they still have a chance to maybe crack the top 12
as well. Oh, by the way, as of right now, you actually need to be in the top 10 because 11 would go to the ACC winner, who is not currently in the top 12.
No, that's true.
And then 12 is the group of five winner. So if you're outside the top 10 right now, you got to be nervous.
Mm. All right, guys, it's Dukes and Bell. Mark Zeno in for Mike today. Tomorrow we're back at it. We got a big show. As a matter of fact, Adam Schefter's going to join us tomorrow. Talk about all the latest around the league. We will talk with our buddy Connor Riley.
Ask him how Joe Shane kept his job.
Well, we will. But I think Joe Shane is probably lobbying for how good this rookie class is for them and how he has signed these key free agents that's made their defense legit. That's probably what he's doing.
Okay.
I hear you. All right. Well, also have who else we got tomorrow, Day-Day, real quick.
Oh, sorry.
Dave Archer and
Arch. Yes. That's right. We got Arch tomorrow. So make sure you tune in, guys. We got to get out of the way again tonight. It is the coaches show. No player segment tonight, but hear what Raw has to say. And then also with Dave Archer, by the way. And then Chris will take over all the way up into Hawks basketball, which starts at around 10 tonight. Tip is at 10:30 as they take on the Clippers. This is their early West Coast trip. So Hawks basketball tonight here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right, Big O, let's get out of here, man. Let's clear our throat.
Dukes and Bell are wrapping up another show. So it's time for
Let Me Clear My Throat
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We still have a lot of questions. Hopefully they get answered between now and the end of the week. But Zeno said it, no changes. Today that question was asked about the staff and other things from the Falcons. They are staying status quo. We'll talk more about it tomorrow. Make sure you're here at 2 o'clock. Hey, thanks for listening. Big O behind the glass, our engineer. Day-Day, our executive producer. And, of course, Mark Zeno, thanks for filling in, man, while Mike was out. Happy Veterans Day to you. Go ahead, man.
Thank you. On that note, again, Veterans Day tomorrow. Told my vets out there, go out and get a free cup of coffee, a free meal, wherever they're offering it. And to anybody else out there, you got a moment, especially if you see an older vet. Vietnam vet era, Korean War. I don't know, think there's many World War II vets left alive, period. But those are the folks you really want to shake their hand and say thank you for your service. Find those older vets and thank them for doing it and everything that they laid the groundwork for us.
Big shout out for me to Paul Tagliabue. Behind the scenes, Paul was very cool. And as he retired as the commissioner of the NFL, there were times where I would reach out to ask questions about things that were going on. But the one thing I think Paul Tagliabue will be remembered for, and people may have forgotten, after 9/11 happened, he postponed the season. As a matter of fact, that year, the Super Bowl got pushed back into February for the first time. You know what? It's been there ever since. Paul Tagliabue helped the NFL move forward. He believed in diversity and inclusion. He also...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So work through things like Hurricane Katrina, major disasters. But the main thing is he made the game global. And now Roger Goodell has expanded on that. But Tagliabue's legacy is set. He's one of the greatest commissioners. Just look at the NFL. Hey, if you love the show,
tell your friends.
if you don't,
we'll find a way.
Oh, God.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.